Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil.
That's Dan Fogelberg.
In a gamble, reasoning, we search to no avail.
The late, great Dan Fogelberg. Still miss him. But that's from the Innocent Age album. That's called Nexus, that song. It's awesome. It's a double album, folks. I know that dates me, but I don't care how old you are. You'll love that piece. You should go get it. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. We're spinning platters and rock and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Lessingham. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. The legendary Robert W. Bly. Bob is here. 189 books, at least, maybe 187, under a billion copies sold across the galaxy. All of it on how to put your best foot forward in the marketplace. His new one coming out, Post-Apocalyptic Marketing. Say that three times real fast. Post-Apocalyptic Marketing, how to make your business make more money while the COVID-19 pandemic is still here and long after it's gone. So when's the book coming out, Bob?
It's on Amazon now, and it takes a few days for their system to activate it, so it should be, you can see it on Amazon now, and you should be able to order it, next week.
So we're launching it on this show, as we've done, I think, every book for the last 20 years of Bob's.
Just,
so, Bob,
I think
you were going to tell us, you're going to tell us a story.
No, we were talking about businesses adapting and putting the customer first. So I have this local small gym I go to, and I work out with a personal trainer three times a week, and he's the owner, and I've known him for years, and he's a great guy, and I admire him. But he called me, we had all gyms were closed in Jersey for months, and he called me. He said, you can come back. I'm opening the gym, and we're going to be very careful with social distancing, and we're going to wipe down every piece of equipment after it's used. And I called my doctor, whom I trust more than any other buddy in the world, and I said, what do you think? He says, do not go to that gym. It's like being on a cruise ship. It's a petri dish.
Yeah.
How can he wipe down every piece of equipment when there's 10 people in there, constantly rotating? And, he was, in a way, doing me a disservice, possibly lying, but I understand. I don't forgive, but I understand, he's got a family, and he pays a fortune for the rent in this.
Here's the other thing. I think we should cut him some slack, because I think everybody should manage their own risk. Other people might have a different attitude about it than you do and your doctor does. You know what I mean? I think we do have to realize that. And you're right. I mean, people want to make a living, and there's still a lot we need to know about this. But one of the things that I know your book covers this is you've got to be in this post-apocalyptic marketing book. You've got to be sensitive to whatever your customers want. Some of them are going to want more service. Some of them are going to want to stay away. You got to be sensitive to that, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you should anticipate the effects of the pandemic on your ability to satisfy and meet consumer demand for your products and services. So, for example, if you're running ad campaigns, pull back the campaigns, scale them down for products you can't deliver. Mm-hmm. In sufficient quantities or on time, or services you can't deliver. Like if you're a restaurant and you have seating for 150, your outdoor area now only holds 20, don't run the same ad.
Yeah, and don't you think going forward, Bob, that people are going to be, for a long time now, people are going to be more sensitive of the environment around them than we've ever been before? We're all just a little bit on edge now, aren't we, about stuff like this?
Well, yeah, and, real-life story, a friend of mine, a colleague of mine who I wrote one of my books with, PR for Dummies, he emailed me recently, said, how are you? I said, how are you? He had coronavirus, and he was one of the worst, the severity varies.
Right.
He was in the hospital for almost a full month.
Wow.
And on 3 weeks on a ventilator.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's fine now, but, I mean, that's unusual.
Yeah, he came out of a good...
You know, it does happen.
Yeah, that's tough. So what else do we? What else is in the book that we need to know? Let's talk about things that'll get us out of, that'll help us transition from mid-pandemic to post-pandemic.
Well, one thing that I would say, it doesn't quite answer the question you asked, but one thing I have learned is a lot of people are marketers, are exploiting the pandemic to say, basically, my product will save you from the pandemic, in a variety of ways. There are drug companies that are, advertising drugs that are off-label for that. There are dietary supplement companies that have immune products. And what I've learned is if you overdo that, your consumers, your customers will view it not as being helpful, but as profiteering.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll cause a lot of resentment. So you don't overdo your claims of why your product it happens to be particularly good, or your place of business is particularly good, or your service in COVID-19. You can say it, but don't overpromise.
Don't fly under false colors. And it also reminds me of another one of your books. Don't wear a cowboy hat if you're not a cowboy.
Exactly.
You think
but
I
you
don't?
Did it
you,
better.
You think I don't pay attention? Hey, Bob, give us the website one more time.
www.bisinboyly.com.
Bly.com, and you can find all your books there, and you got them in all kinds of every form you can think of, right?
Yes, ebooks, paper bound.
And there's I think there's even a hieroglyphic one in there somewhere. That was the first one. Hey, Bob, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, James. I appreciate being here.
Robert W. Bly, ladies and gentlemen. That's the name on the books. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.